Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here. In this video, I'm going to take a quick look at the multi-targeting features that are built into Visual Studio 2010. In versions of Visual Studio prior to 2008, there was a one-to-one relationship between Visual Studio versions and the versions of the .NET framework that they could target. In Visual Studio 2008, we introduced the concept of multi-targeting, where you could use Visual Studio 2008 to target either 2.0, 3.0, or 3.5 versions of the .NET framework, assuming, of course, that you'd installed SP1. Because of the success and popularity of multi-targeting in Visual Studio 2008, we've made a lot of investments in the architecture for Visual Studio 2010 to enrich the support for multi-targeting. The first thing to know is that Visual Studio 2010 is happy to live side by side with previous versions of Visual Studio. So for example, if you're still working on maintaining some 1x ASP.NET applications, you can have Visual Studio 2003 or Visual Studio 2005 or whatever version on the same machine as you install Visual Studio 2010, and they're happy to live side by side, and you can use one or the other depending on what sort of work you're doing at any given point in time. Likewise, you can install multiple versions of the .NET framework on the same machine, and they're happy to live side by side as well. Now, one of the really interesting introductions with Visual Studio 2010 is the implementation of what we call reference assemblies. And basically, a reference assembly is an assembly that contains all of the metadata for a specific version of the .NET framework. It's not a full implementation, it's just the metadata. And the result is, in addition to requiring less disk space, it's also much faster for Visual Studio 2010 to work with. So when you switch back and forth in between versions, you don't have huge performance degradations in Visual Studio 2010. So let's go ahead, create a new project. Now here you can see I can select the version that I want to target from 2.0 to 4.0. So I'm going to select 2.0 and create an ASP.NET application. And the reason I'm going to do a 2.0 application first is that we're going to look at some of the properties and some of the IntelliSense. We're going to look for things that are new in .NET 4.0 to demonstrate how version aware Visual Studio 2010 is. So I'm going to go over into design mode here, and I'm going to put a button on the page, and then we'll double click and generate a event handler for that button. Now let's hop back over. I'm going to look at the properties collection here, and what we're looking for is the new client ID setting, and you'll notice that it doesn't exist here because we're not in a 4.0 application, we're in a 2.0 application, and as a result Visual Studio knows not to show us things that are available for ASP.NET 4 but not available in 2.0. Likewise, if we switch over into source view here, let's start doing a little coding. We can say response dot. Now, we're looking for a new 4.0 method, which is something like redirect permanent, for example. And notice that redirect is known, but redirect permanent doesn't exist because IntelliSense is smart enough to know that we need to target only the methods of the response object that are available for the version of ASP.NET that we're currently targeting. Right? So let's go ahead and get rid of that. Now, one of the other really cool things that you can do is you can dynamically retarget an application in Visual Studio 2010. So if I right-click on my project, select properties, notice here the target framework is 2.0. But if I change my mind, and now I want to target 4.0. Now, this is just a message telling me that I'm going to have to close and reopen your project. It's done that. Now, let's go see if there's any different properties and methods that are available to us now that we've retargeted for the 4.0 version of the framework. So the first thing to do is notice client ID mode, which is new to .NET 4. So notice that the properties collection here has been dynamically updated based on the version of the .NET framework that we're targeting. If we hop over into code view and we select response and IntelliSense, now you'll note that redirect permanent, redirect to root, redirect to root permanent are all available. All of the new stuff that's available for the response object is displayed here in IntelliSense, because IntelliSense, like the properties window, is version aware, showing us the methods of the response object that are available when we're targeting the 4.0 version of the .NET framework. Now, one last thing to note is that if we run this, and we'll be using the built-in server for testing our application, notice here that this tells us that we're running against the 4.0 version of the framework. So even the debugger knows to start up the built-in web server but use the targeted version of the .NET framework. So if we go here and retarget this back to 2.0, and then debug again, if we go back and look at the server, now we're targeting the 2.0 version of the framework. So there's really rich version-specific support for the whole development experience when using Visual Studio 2010. Thank you.